Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And if you've been paying attention, or even if you haven't, it's still a fact, the Wakarusa lineup for 2013 has been announced. It happened over three consecutive Thursdays. The last third of the bands announced this past Thursday. Kevin Kinder, who covers music for Northwest Arkansas Media, has been watching the unfolding lineups and is with us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Okay, so the lineup.
Thumbs
up? Thumbs down?
Thumbs up. You know, and the thing that I think is most interesting, I think this may be one of the most diverse lineups that Wakarusa has announced. And sort of the game changer in that was Snoop Lion.
Formerly Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg. He found Rastafarianism, or it found him. He seems like a pretty good fit for Rastafarianism. But and that led to the name change. But, you know, if you look at a lot of the major music festivals across the country, Bonnaroo specifically, they have rap headliners. And Wakarusa, at least since it's been here, hasn't gone in that direction. And I think the inclusion of Snoop Lion on the bill really helps round it out. You know, they've had hip-hop artists on lower stages throughout the history, but I think this is a game changer for them.
But is he still a hip-hop artist, though? I mean, will he be playing hip-hop?
Well, maybe. my guess is, you know, he's got one album. It's coming out soon. We'll hear a lot of it in the weeks leading up to the festival. But like a lot of artists, you know, he's going to have an hour and a half headlining slot is what I'd imagine. And he'll have 45 minutes of new reggae material. He's got a lot of extra time to fill, and I think that means we're going to hear Gin and Juice.
Widespread Panic is, it seems, the consensus biggest name on the bill.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, they were at Wakarusa in 2010, and judging by the size of the crowd, there will be 5,000 or 6,000 people who show up just to see Widespread Panic.
Oh.
It's...
How many?
5,000 or 6,000 of the 25,000 that come to Wakarusa this year will be there for Widespread Panic.
I was most excited about Of Monsters and Men. If people heard our year-end conversation of favorite CDs, that was my second favorite. I'm very excited that this Icelandic band will be at Wakarusa.
Right, and this is one of the wonderful things that Wakarusa does. It brings in acts that really don't have a home on any other stage in Northwest Arkansas. Of Monsters and Men is not something we're going to see at George's. It may not even be an amp band. This is a band that's going to go through the festival circuit this summer, and we're lucky enough to get them. Should be a great show.
Any other bands that maybe many of us have not heard of that you're excited about?
Well,
because there's scores.
There's nearly 100 bands,
and I think I only know 12 of them?
Yeah.
And I probably know 24. You know, there's a lot on here that I'm not familiar with. But, you know, there's groups lower on the bill like Delta Ray, who I got to see play at the Harvest Fest, one of the best concerts I saw last year, hands down. You know, and then there's bands that I adore. If you guys listen, like Kyle said, to our end of the year conversations, you know that I'm a huge alternative country fan. So seeing somebody like Sunvolt on the bill,
oh yeah,
is I'll be that weird guy among the 200 people there singing every lyric to every song. So, you know, that's what I'm excited about. Gogol Bordello, do you know them?
I do. And
that's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. What are they like?
They are sort of Eastern European gypsy folk. They're hard to describe.
But not necessarily acoustic either. I mean,
no,
they're...
It's a party.
Right.
And they're Eastern European only in style. They're actually from New York.
If you listen to Ozarks at Large quite often, you've heard them, if only for 15 seconds at a time. They're a band that I like to play in between pieces sometimes. They're a lot of fun.
A couple others that I'll enjoy... Mute Math is a New Orleans rock and roll band. They're a lot of fun. Calexico is somebody that I've enjoyed for a long time, and I think they'll be a really fun addition. They are kind of alternative country, but they take a Tex-Mex spin on it. They actually incorporate Spanish into some of their songs, and they're going to be a lot of fun.
The great thing, the big idea behind a festival like this is we – they throw out a lot of stuff. And even if you haven't heard of 80 of the bands, you're probably going to hear something that catches your fancy.
Right. And, you know, we talked about this same thing last year where you might not know a lot of these artists, but then you might go and because you don't have anything better to do, you know, well, I don't have a favorite band. I'll just go see something. And a lot of times those somethings turn into a really great show or a sound that you didn't expect. And
or maybe turns into your new favorite band.
It can.
And if there are thousands watching Widespread Panic, go to the other side where there's a smaller stage with maybe 20 people, and you're going to be right close to a band that could be a lot of fun.
That's right.
Schedules, though, have not been set.
No, and they won't come out until probably mid-April. They usually wait a while as they try to figure out routing. You know, they've got these bands booked for one of these 4 days, and as logistics kind of come in closer to the festival, they'll figure out what stage they can put them on when. Sometimes that creates trouble when one of your favorite bands gets put up against another of your favorite bands, but those are the prices you pay.
Are we done now? Is there going to be another shoe to drop?
Probably not. Historically, Wakarus has added some late. Last year, they did the lineup in three parts like they announced it this year. I expect we'll see a couple stragglers, and probably two, we'll hear a name or two go away. Some band showed back up on the radar. They broke up before they even got here. that has happened before. So we'll get a little bit of a lineup change, but this is going to be pretty close to the final.
All right. You'll be there.
I'll be there.
Okay. Well, and as we get closer, we'll talk a little bit more because you always give us your guide to how
That's
to do
right.
it, which band to see when.
I take great pleasure in making those lists.
Making a map.
Thank you, Kevin. Where can people find your blog?
NWATunedIn.com.
Kevin Kender is entertainment reporter and associate features editor for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear.
The stars creak, as you sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some days I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see this way. Cause though the truth may vary, this ship will carry on by.